Welcome to Biohackers Lab, a place where we talk to smart people who are figuring out how to improve health in interesting ways. Join us to discover how you can biohack your life, your body, starting today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Biohackers Lab. I'm your host, Gary Kerwin, and on today's show, I've got Roy Krebs. And the reason I've got Roy on is because he is in the supplement industry, and particularly brain supplements. And so just to give you a little bit of background about Roy, he's one of the co-founders of a company called Natural Stacks, which is a supplement company based in the US. But the real interesting thing for me is that Natural Stacks is the world's first open source supplement company, which we're going to be going on about in a little bit more detail later on. So Roy, thanks for coming on to the show today.
It's a pleasure. Yeah, thanks for having me.
No problems. I'm going to just bring it up to, so not only are you a brain biohacker, but you used to be a sushi chef.
I did. Yeah, I did.
So since you were a sushi chef, can you give us a quick little tip on what makes a good sushi place? What should people look out for if they're looking for good sushi?
Well, it's all about the fish. And you'd want to see a good selection of fish and that it's properly stored. And a good place will show all those cuts of fish. You want to make sure they're not like touching each other. And you'd like to see something that, I think if you can find a sushi place that has multiple cuts of fish from the same actual fish. So if you can get like a tuna, but then get tuna loin and tuna belly and tuna, you know, three or four different cuts from the same fish, that really shows that they're sourcing directly. They're getting a big chunk of fish and processing them themselves, opposed to getting something that's, you know, processed a long time ago, freezed and gone through a long process.
Cool. Yeah, no, sorry to drop that in there. I know you didn't expect it. And it's outside of supplements, but I just thought I've never had a sushi chef on the show, and I'm sure you could drop some good tips there. So, yeah, that would be a fantastic one, is make sure your sushi place is buying big chunks of fresh meat. So
Yeah, totally.
So if we could then, I mentioned in the introduction how Natural Stacks, the company that you co-founded, is a open source supplement company. And could you just explain what does open source mean when it comes to supplements?
Sure. For us, it's a three-tiered approach, and it's something that has kind of been evolving for us. And now I think we finally have our complete open source program, I'll call it. But the main thing is full label disclosure. So showing on the supplement facts exactly the amount of each ingredient, and then the extract percentage. So if it's an herbal extract, to what compound is that extracted to and how potent is that extract? And so really that means no proprietary formulas, which is very, very common in the supplement industry. And so a proprietary formula is something they'll call like, they say a brain booster blend. And then they'll list 10 ingredients underneath that blend, but they won't say how much of each ingredient. They'll just say how much of the blend in total. So it's really pretty deceiving because you don't know what's in the product. There could be a lot of one ingredient and then just a tiny amount of another. We call them pixie dust ingredients. If something has a hot marketing trend or something and they want it in their product, it's probably an expensive ingredient. And they can have it in their product, but the amount is so minuscule that it's not going to have any benefits for you. So our approach is that everyone deserves to know exactly what they're putting in their body. And we kind of take a biohacker approach where if something works for you, I want to know why. What is those ingredients that's working for you? What's the mechanism of action? And really understanding it rather than just relying on the marketing of a specific company. To take it further, ingredient traceability. So where is each ingredient coming from? Who's the supplier? What country of origin? And how was that individual ingredient processed? And then take it even a step further, post-production, after this production batch has been made, doing a third-party lab test outside of the supplier, showing an identity test, which tests each individual ingredient within the formula and how much is actually in it. So you have a supplement facts, but that could be just what the manufacturer says they put in there. But an actual identity test post-production will give you the exact amount to the milligram of each individual ingredient. And there's, you know, there is slight variation per batch. And typically they produce, depending on the ingredient, they'll put more than what's on the supplement facts, because that supplement facts has to be valid at 2 years, at least 2 years after manufacture for the expiration date. So certain ingredients degrade faster over time, especially botanicals. So there's more education on our part saying, you know, hey, this is a little higher than what's on the supplement facts, but that's because this ingredient will degrade over time. And if you keep it in the right storage conditions, you will still have a valid, what it says on the supplement facts will be what's in your bottle. And here's the third party test to prove it. So that's our three tier approach is the full label disclosure, no proprietary labels, the ingredient traceability, where did these ingredients come from? And then a third party test validating that this is what's actually in the product.
Wow, that's definitely a lot more than what I would think most supplement companies are willing to reveal. And that gets me thinking, because I'm in the healthcare field, and that there's always that way of thinking of, is it pharmaceutical grade or pharmaceutical made? And the concept, so to me, it sounds like you're getting more to like your pharmaceutical levels, where there's a higher level of criteria to sustain to say that, yes, the product that you're actually ingesting is of the quality that you're looking for and the quantity that you're looking for that's labeled. So there's not a massive variation on the label.
Yeah, absolutely. And by now we've tested quite a lot of other companies' products, including our own. And also you can look on labdoor.com, which is a company that tests other products. And it's really pretty shocking that the variation between what they say is on in the product and the supplement facts and what's actually in the product can be really dramatic. There's no really quality standard. There's no entity that's testing products and validating what's in them. So it really has to be coming from the company itself and self-policing to ensure that we're producing the highest quality product that we can. And I think that's one of the reasons we've been successful, is because our customers want to know that they're getting the best product, and they want to know that the ingredients are the highest quality ingredients, not that just it's we're saying what's in there, but hey, here's the supplier. And, you know, do your own vetting on that particular supplier. We've already gone through a very long vetting process, but, you know, research them themselves. And we've got to the point where we've really found the highest quality ingredients through testing and through making sure that their manufacturing processes are up to speed. So we get our amino acids come from Ajinomoto in Japan, and we get certain botanicals from Ecuador, and Scotland is where we get our vitamin C because it's non-GMO. So we've really spent a long time trying to find the highest quality ingredients. So we're very proud to release it and say, here's the supplier. And we don't, you know, we're not, there's no reason to hide that. And it's crazy that companies do. It's because they're using low grade commodity ingredients that there's no reason to, you know, they don't feel the need to share that because it's not impressive. And it's maybe a synthetic knockoff of a natural ingredient, which is also a very common thing.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what I love about this, that you can even see where, because I think if people don't realize, with supplement companies, you have to buy the raw ingredients from other companies to then have it all put together for your particular supplement. And in your case, you're actually revealing where you're buying your raw ingredients from, these other people. And so consumers can vet those companies to say, yeah, if I go and research those companies, is that where I would want my ingredients to come from? And you as Natural Stacks, do you help consumers also? You were saying about that whole chain of events, that even how the vitamin C is made or sourced, that you even help with that aspect. If someone had to contact Natural Stacks, is that how it works?
We're adding more and more content and information to our website. We just went through a website refresh, so we're optimizing and every single ingredient. Soon you'll be able to click on that ingredient to see. We already list all the suppliers, but for each ingredient, you'll be able to see how it was made, where it's from, and the even manufacturing date, taking it that far.
Wow, man. That's very cool.
Just a point that I would like to make is that we're still a small company, and we don't have our own farms. So we can't grow these extracts ourselves, and we'd love to, but the next best thing is finding those highest quality suppliers. And most supplement companies, I'd say 98% of them, will rely on their manufacturer to source the ingredients. So they'll create an ingredient list, they'll send it to their manufacturer, and most companies don't produce it themselves either, unless you're a very large company, that it makes sense to have all your own equipment and everything. Mm-hmm. So most companies use a third-party manufacturer, which we do, but we use the highest quality NSF certified, which is beyond GMP. So a supplement company like Natural Stacks will send an ingredient list to the manufacturer and say, here's my ingredient list, I'd like you to make it for me. And that manufacturer will source those ingredients because they make a lot of other products and they have great relationships with these large suppliers and distributors of ingredients, typically coming from China. And so their incentive is to create the biggest margin, and they make a lot of their money on the ingredient supplying. So, and they don't break it down, that they don't say, oh, this ingredient costs this, this ingredient costs this, and here's our labor cost, and here's our packaging cost. They just say, here's the quote. And so a lot of times you can't even get a COA. You don't even know where the ingredients are coming from. You have no idea because manufacturer has the control.
So you're saying, yes, a supplement company might not even know where its ingredients are coming from because the manufacturer won't reveal that. They'll just say, no, we've got vitamin C, for example, and we'll put it in your formula. Wow. Okay.
Exactly. And it's the cheapest form because the manufacturer wants to make money on your product. So from the start, from launching Natural Stacks, we've sourced 100% of our own ingredients. So we buy all of our ingredients individually from all these different suppliers, and we send them to the manufacturer. And all the manufacturer is doing is blending and filling and packaging. So that gives us a lot more control. We know exactly where each ingredient came from. It hurts us a little bit on the cash flow because we're having to buy all these ingredients up front, opposed to waiting until they're made to pay the manufacturer in a lump sum. And it also is a little tricky managing 50 different suppliers, and the supply chain is quite a bit more complex, but it allows us to know exactly where every single ingredient came from. And then now we're sharing all that information with our customers, which we're really trying to create an industry standard where hopefully forcing other companies to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And I think slowly consumers are catching up to the fact that, hey, well, where did you get your vitamin C? What kind of B6 did you use? Because there's a synthetic form and there's a natural form. And, is this the methylated form? And which company did you buy it from? Most companies will never tell you that information. But hopefully through time, they start to will, because, why not? People deserve to know.
Yeah, I can already see, if I had to go to a lot of supplement companies and ask them a question like that, I would just get a blank email back, or they wouldn't want to reveal their supply chain to me.
When we first started doing it, I had a lot of my colleagues and friends that are entrepreneurs that are saying, hey, you're crazy. Are you worried that people are going to knock you off? And and this and that. And well, first, we're already saying exactly what's in the product. If someone wanted to knock us off, they could. And second, they wouldn't go to our suppliers because we're using very expensive ingredients. And if they're going to knock us off, they're going to probably go to the cheap commodity grade ingredients, and they're not going to want to share that anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So I've really had no problem ever sharing who our suppliers are and what exactly is in the product. And I think we have enough brand credibility and following that, you know, people, even if someone does knock us off, they're going to want to support us opposed to someone who's probably using cheap commodity grade ingredients.
Yeah. Already, you've just gone up a notch in my thinking when it comes to supplement companies, the amount of transparency you're giving away there. And you mentioned Labdoor, because I actually was going to bring that up, because they're an independent third-party testing company. And I can see they're stirring up the supplement industry a bit by grading people. And certain companies might go, no, I don't think I should be like number 8. I think I'm number 1. And they use, so I'd be interested, are any Natural Stack products going to be tested or have been tested by Labdoor?
They haven't, but I hope they do. Yeah, okay. Really. I hope they do. I encourage that. And I'd like to see where we rank. And I do think their grading scale is maybe not the best. And they use several different factors opposed to just here's how far off they are in their ingredient. I'm not sure quite how their grading scale works, but I'm glad that they're around. It is bringing some transparency to the industry. And I think companies are starting to be like, wow, if this company is going to spot check us, we need to make sure that we're providing the right thing. But there's some really, you know, people thought were really these high quality companies that these Labdoor tests are showing that they're way off on what they should be in the supplement facts.
Yeah, I've seen that when I've looked at some of them. I've also been shocked by some of the big brand names being so far down and so variable from what's actually being described on the label. With you were saying that you're hoping to set a standard for other companies. I have started seeing a couple, I can just think of one who's started to say they're open source. So it does come around again. You were the world's first, or you are the world's first open source supplement company. No one else did that before you.
Well, our level of transparency on the ingredient traceability side and the third-party testing is well beyond you'll find in any supplement company. The term open source, people can interpret it in different ways, but we were the first one to coin that term, open source, when it comes to our supplements. And it started because Siltep, our flagship product, was formulated in an open source manner. And open source is a term that comes from the computer programming world. That means they created this source code that is free for people to redistribute and modify and use in their own setting, opposed to a proprietary formula. So we thought, wow, this is a really cool term. Let's use it in the supplement world. And like I was saying with Siltep, the inventor of Siltep is actually a computer programmer himself, which is an interesting thing, but he posted the concept for Siltep and the ingredients in an online forum very publicly. Longevity.org is the forum. And he said, you know, I've done this research and I found that these natural ingredients are producing this effect. And then in a very open source way, over several years, thousands of people tried that formula for themselves, tinkered with it, added other ingredients, subtracted ingredients, changed the amounts of each ingredient until over about 3 years, the ingredient list was modified to the point where it is today. And to mitigate any potential negative side effects, to create the best effect, to make sure the effect isn't too strong, and found this happy medium in a very open source way where it was, here's the ingredients, everyone should try this and, you know, give us your input to develop this open source ingredient. And we just really like that term open source, and it stands for what we stand for, which is letting you know exactly what's in the product. And so we were the first to start saying it. And yeah, there are other supplement companies that have started using that term as well. But we're proud of that. And it's something that we're going to continue to stand by.
Well, I think you should be proud if others start to follow you, because it means you're making ripples and waves in the water of the industry, and they need to copy you because you're leading the game. And I just love the concept of that transparency and how, as you mentioned, Siltep, which is your flagship product, started that, and you're just following that ethos. So maybe I guess that's a good time for us to talk a little bit now more about Siltep itself, because it is your flagship. So if anyone doesn't know, you know, I've actually got a bottle over here. As if anyone watching on YouTube, podcast listeners won't be able to see it, but I have a bottle of Siltep. And, you know, my own personal experience with taking Siltep, because it's classified as a nootropic, and we'll talk a little bit about what actually the word nootropic means in a second. But, you know, you read it all the time when people talk about Siltep, about vivid dreams. And I must admit, my dreaming definitely became more aware of what I was actually dreaming about, and more intense dreams. So you can see from that aspect, I could definitely see like, wow, Siltep's having an effect on my brain. So would you mind just explaining what nootropics are? We've used that word a couple of times.
Okay, so nootropic is a very general term, but it means a natural cognitive enhancer. So that's very simply put. And to take it further, no negative side effects, I would say. So there's lots of nootropics out there. The most common is caffeine. Coffee is a nootropic. It's a cognitive enhancer. It's natural. There's lots of individual ingredients that can be considered nootropics, such as phenylalanine and tyrosine, which are dopamine precursors. Tryptophan, which is a precursor to 5-HTP, which is a precursor to serotonin, can be considered a nootropic. Ginkgo biloba is another famous nootropic, which is said to increase memory. Some of the adaptogens like Rhodiola is considered a nootropic. And then what's interesting is the nootropic stacks. So combining certain ingredients to create a greater effect, which we would call a nootropic stack. And stack, the word stack comes from the bodybuilding world, where people were creating anabolic stacks. So different ingredients to create a stronger testosterone effect or a stronger muscle building effect. And when the nootropics community started to become more alive, I'd say maybe 5 years ago, people started doing the same thing for their brain. So here's these raw ingredients that can be considered nootropics and cognitive enhancers. But what happens if you combine this with that and this with that, and that's a stack. So that's a combination of several ingredients to create a greater effect.
Yeah, and that's why you call it natural stacks, because you're stacking lots of natural ingredients on top of each other.
Yes.
Yeah, for a cumulative and more stronger effect for a positive result. Yeah, because I must admit, I always thought nootropics were meant to, by definition, be neuroprotective. So they protect the neural cells in your brain. Would you say a better case where they do have to do that, or not all nootropics protect your brain because some can overstimulate you?
Exactly. And that's why I put in no negative side effects. And then that kind of, I think, lumps in with neuroprotective. But there are certain combinations, certain stacks for sure, that are too strong and that work very well, but shouldn't be taken on a regular basis. They can be great tools in your tool belt for a certain situation, but are not something that are neuroprotective that you can take every day to improve yourself. It's more of a, here's a specific tool for this moment because I really need to write a 20-page paper in the next 5 hours.
Yeah. And so when we're talking about Siltep now, what would you classify Siltep? Is it just for a specific situation, or is this something that I could take for a long time every single day?
Siltep is both, I would say. It can definitely be a certain situation, but it's also designed so it can be taken daily. All of our supplements, we say take a couple days off per week, say the weekends, just to let your brain kind of reset and just so you know what normal is to some extent. But SILTEP is really has many uses, and the main thing is long-term memory. So that's memory formed over 24 hours, opposed to short-term memory, which is kind of more processing speed and like where are my keys, whereas long-term memory is actually learning something and being able to recite it a day, a week, a month later. And so in general, I think long-term memory is more important than short-term memory, but it also provides this certain state of concentration and focus and engagement that is very powerful in the near term. So within 20 to 30 minutes after taking it, most people feel a greater sense of engagement and focus and motivation, productivity. It works strongly on the dopamine receptor, which then increases C-AMP activation, which is cyclic AMP. And these are the messenger systems inside of your brain cells. And so this is allowing your neurons to communicate more efficiently. So you can think a little faster. You're able to multitask a little better. And then further down that metabolic pathway is it increases CREB, which then increases long-term potentiation, which is LTP, which is the foundation for how memories are formed. So that's it. It gets kind of complicated. It's great to see a diagram or something to get a grasp on how these different neurons are working together.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, as just again, sorry, I always tend to do these side notes, but you mentioned Krebs cycle. And I when, you know, the first time I saw your surname, I thought you were born to make energy supplements because, you know, you shared the same surname as the famous Krebs cycle. So,
yeah, I don't think I'm related to Mr. Krebs, but
you must be somewhere. Yeah, that's why you fell into this. Okay, so SILTEP as a cognitive enhancer, as a brain enhancing supplement, can be taken chronically. It can be taken for long periods of time without any unwanted side effects, is what you're thinking at this point.
Yes, after selling it for almost 4 years now, we haven't seen any side effects. The most common one that I would say that some people say is they get tired in the afternoon, which is we believe they're depleting certain neurotransmitters a little faster than they normally would. Your brain's working a little harder, a little faster. And so what we tell people is to take more dopamine precursors if they are feeling fatigued in the afternoon, more so than they would like. So taking a little extra tyrosine or phenylalanine, which are natural amino acid precursors to dopamine, can help combat that. Very rarely someone will say they had their gut got upset or something like that, but really there haven't been any side effects that we've seen so far. We're undergoing 2 human university clinical trials right now. We should have results close to the end of the year. And those are pretty robust, 36 people in each trial. Placebo-controlled, double-blind. We're doing a trial on healthy adults and also one on elderly adults. And we're doing all the biomarkers, blood tests and blood pressure and just basic biomarker stats to go along with the cognitive tests that we're doing. So that will be great to just get the real data behind it and to see if there is, you know, a rise in blood pressure, which we don't think so, or you know, their blood biomarkers or something like that. But for the most part, there's only been positive effects and really profound positive effects.
You're testing on the elderly too, because that's that's exactly why someone wants to take nootropics, is for long-term brain health. So from, say, in your late teens, early 20s, all the way to the day you pass, because you want optimal brain function. So I'm glad you're testing that. What the effects in people who haven't been exposed to nootropics at a later stage of their life, and you give them a nootropic, what changes you might see?
Absolutely. And in general, we've heard from anecdotal reports that elderly people get a stronger effect. It works a little better on them, which is great. Those are probably people that need it a little more. A funny story, my grandmother's in an old person home, and you know, of course I gave her a Siltep, and she loves it. She takes it every day. And then within about 2 months, we've noticed a lot of orders coming from this one city. and she's my best salesperson. We probably have 50 people within that, you know, nursing home that are all taking Siltep. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool. I'm glad. You know, yeah. I've as a student, I worked in nursing homes, so I can see how you don't want to get to that stage where you don't have optimal brain function anymore. It's hard. So it's so nice to know that, yeah, we've got potential options to give people too. So if we look at the Siltep, I'm just reading your label at the back here about taking 2 to 3 capsules in the morning. So is that the best way if someone's going to take Siltep, is 2 or 3 capsules and then to take it before eating? And usually to try to take it within, say, like 45 minutes of awakening. Is that with water?
So what we found is first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. So on an empty stomach just means that you're going to absorb it a lot quicker and easier, opposed to having a full meal and also taking the supplement. Your gut receptors are competing with a lot of other things. So if you take it first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, your stomach is ready to absorb something. And so you'll absorb it much quicker and more effectively. You'll get a stronger effect. Of course, you can take it with food, but the effect might not be quite as strong. Okay. And we recommend taking it in the morning because the effects are long lasting. Most people experience results from the product for 8-10 hours. And so if it's taken late in the afternoon, it may affect your sleep. Your brain might be turned on a little longer than you'd like. So we recommend first thing in the morning. It lasts all day. You don't need to redose. It's not something that taking a double dose will increase the effect. There's really just that 2 to 3 capsules. If you take 6 or if you take 10, it's not going to improve the performance of the supplement. So you've already created this effect in your brain, and taking more is not going to do anything extra. So that's why we recommend just one serving in the morning.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you know, being in a biohacking world, nootropic world, I'm sure you get mega dosing where people think, all right, let me just take a full bottle in one go and see if I hit some massive mental state. And with nootropics in this case, with a Siltep one, you don't need to take large doses.
Well, we're starting with the raw compounds that are at the beginning of the metabolic process. So we're not forcing your brain into a state. So for example, a lot of people take 5-HTP, which works to increase serotonin, which is, it's highly effective, but you can't find 5-HTP naturally in nature. You find these raw amino acids such as tryptophan. In tryptophan, your body naturally turns into 5-HTP, which then your brain naturally turns that 5-HTP into serotonin. So you're going through the entire metabolic process. If you just take 5-HTP, it's definitely effective, but your brain will become reliant upon it. So you're not going through the full process, and you can't overdose on tryptophan because your brain's already had enough to go through that metabolic process. So if you keep taking more tryptophan, more and more tryptophan, your body's just not going to absorb it because you've already have enough to go through that process. Whereas if you take more and more 5-HTP, it could be dangerous.
That's
kind of how all of our products are designed. We're sticking with the raw amino acid precursors and like artichoke extract and forskolin and all these raw herbs, and then also using vitamins and minerals that are cofactors to help the metabolic process, help increase the metabolism of that process. But we're not forcing your brain into the state. We're not saying, you know, like an Adderall or something, which basically just opens the floodgate of dopamine, which is, you know, highly effective, but your brain becomes reliant upon it because you're not going through the full metabolic process.
Yeah, that is a good point to bring up, where it's dependency, and if you're bypassing the chemical pathways that your body goes through, you're going to create a reliance issue potentially. So, and yeah, your ethos again with the company's thinking is what, don't make supplements that go too deep into that pathway. Actually bring it back to allow the body to try produce what it wants to produce.
Right.
So with SILTEP then, I think we've covered quite a lot of it where we understand now, right, you can take it every day for brain enhancement and the dosaging and the timing and any possible side effects. But you make other brain supplements too as a company, don't you?
Yes.
And so can we maybe just go a little bit deeper into which ones to mix around? Do you find there's anything else that maybe might be good for someone who's taking SILTEP or one of your other, I believe you've got neurotransmitters now that you've started making, neurotransmitter precursors or?
Sure. Yeah. We're not making neurotransmitters. That would be yeah, a little sci-fi, but we're making products that are targeting specific neurotransmitters. And I'm really excited about these products. And we just released a GABA product, and soon we'll have a choline product, and then we currently already have a dopamine product and a serotonin product. So we're targeting the four main neurotransmitters there. And really what it allows people to do is tinker with their brain state in a very defined way, which hasn't really been available in the past. And it does require more education. People need to have a very basic understanding of their brain. We recommend taking a organic acids urine test, which will show you how fast you're metabolizing certain neurotransmitters. And we also recommend the Braverman assessment, which is a questionnaire that was made by Dr. Braverman, which will tell you in a qualitative way which neurotransmitter you're dominant in and which ones you may be deficient in. And if you can start with that basic understanding of your own brain, even if you don't take those tests and you just try out these products for yourself and see which ones you really respond to at what times of day for which goal you have, you can really fine tune your brain to be much more effective in certain activities to make yourself more efficient at whatever you might be doing. So the four main neurotransmitters, dopamine, if we use a car analogy, dopamine is like gasoline for your brain. This is power for your brain. Acetylcholine is like the accelerator. It's like the gas pedal, which controls the speed of your brain, your mental processing. GABA is like the brakes. So this is slows down your brain. This is the rhythm of your brain. This is a relaxer. And then serotonin is like the alternator. So this is a recharger for your brain, which positively impacts mood and a positive state of mind. And those are the four main neurotransmitters, and the goal is to be pretty balanced, is to not be really overproducing one and underproducing the other, because they are on this kind of weighted scale where GABA and dopamine are inverse of each other, and acetylcholine and serotonin are inverse of each other. So if you have too much dopamine, you're likely a little bit low in GABA. And it's been really interesting going down this ride of figuring out these different neurotransmitters. And when I began to research it, I discovered that all of the main psychologists of the last several hundred years have figured this out in kind of a different way. So Myers-Briggs, people have heard of that personality test, mm-hmm, puts the brain into different quadrants. And if you look at this, it's really tied towards the different neurotransmitters and which neurotransmitter you're naturally dominant in. Everyone has a naturally dominant neurotransmitter that kind of defines their personality. So if you're a feeling person, that's GABA related. If you're an intuitive person, that's acetylcholine related. If you're a thinking person, that's a dopamine related mindset. And then sensing would be a serotonin mindset. And those are Myers-Briggs terms. But if you look at it and you think about it in the way the neurotransmitters work, they're all pretty related. So Dr. Amen also created these different brain types, four main brain types: spontaneous brain type, which is dopamine; cautious brain type, which could be GABA related; persistent brain type, which could be serotonin related; and sensitive brain type, which is a GABA state or a serotonin state that one kind of shares. But it's interesting to think about the personality types and how your own brain works and how that might be related to neurotransmitters. And then once you kind of dive into that, if you're able to supplement with these precursors and cofactors to make your brain more efficient at producing a certain neurotransmitter, you can really optimize yourself. So personally, I found that I'm slightly deficient in dopamine. So I take our dopamine brain food product almost every day, and I like to take it in the morning, and that helps me get more mental alert and a little more motivation in the day. So I respond very well to that. And I found that I'm naturally dominant in serotonin, but I also enjoy taking the serotonin brain food if I can tell that, hey, you know, I'm not quite feeling myself and maybe have some negative thoughts and I'm kind of tired of doing this work or something. I can take serotonin brain food and help ease my brain into that serotonin state to make myself more productive. So it's really powerful, and it's a more defined approach than most companies. So most supplement companies will sell a mood product. Almost every supplement company has a mood product, and we will never have a mood product, because what is mood? Is mood serotonin? Is mood GABA? Is mood dopamine? Those are all different mood states. And so we prefer a more defined approach where if you want to increase dopamine, we can increase dopamine. If you want to increase serotonin, we can increase serotonin. Those are all slightly different mood states. So we will never just have a mood product like most companies that have dopamine, serotonin, and GABA precursors all in one product. So you're bound to feel something. You're bound to feel good, but you don't know why. You're not sure which of your neurotransmitters is really being stimulated. So it's a very defined approach for each of those four main neurotransmitters.
Yeah. And so when you mentioned that urine test early on, because there's the urine test and the personality test, those are the two sort of pre-tests that you could do before choosing one of these. Is it quite easy to get that urine test that you mentioned?
Not yet. We're actually looking into seeing how we can offer that in some way.
Okay.
But any practitioner or doctor should have access to it. It's called the organic acids test. But we definitely recommend getting as much understanding of your brain and your body as you can. But you don't need to take a test to understand that, hey, I'm not feeling quite motivated, or I'm not feeling quite alert as I normally am. I should maybe take some dopamine precursors, or, you know, I'm having negative thoughts, or I'm having trouble winding down. And that's a symptom of not having enough GABA. So really, if you're just intuitive in yourself and how you're feeling at the time, you can optimize your brain without having to take these biomarker tests.
Okay. And on the Natural Stacks website at the moment, do you give any guidance for people like that? Like the information you shared, if I have trouble winding down, you would recommend this particular neurotransmitter precursor instead?
We have to be very cautious of what we say.
Okay.
In terms of the FDA, FTC regulations, which we're also very, you know, stringent on. We want to make sure we're running by the rules in every way. So our products cannot be designed to correct a deficiency or a disease or a problem. So that they're designed to improve brain health in a natural way.
Okay.
And so it's really kind of tricky on how you can frame those things. But what we can do, what supplements can do legally, and what we can say they do legally, is improve temporary brain states. So those are temporary brain states, which is I'm feeling fatigued, which maybe you should take some acetylcholine precursors, or I'm having trouble winding down, which would be GABA. And I don't think we've done the best job of really setting that up on our website, and it's something that we'll continue to work on. And education is really the biggest thing. And we're pumping out more articles. We're doing more podcasts. We have our own podcast, Optimal Performance Podcast, and trying to provide as much of this high level education as we can. But and we actually also do that Braverman assessment. We have that loaded onto our website that someone can go to our blog and take that neurotransmitter assessment, which is fairly powerful. But yeah, it really starts with just looking in on yourself and how you're feeling at a certain time, and then being that introspective to understand yourself. Most people may have trouble quite understanding that I'm tired, more tired than I should be, or I'm not as motivated as I should be, or I'm more wound up as I should be, or I'm having these negative thoughts. So once you can kind of look in on yourself and figure that out, then you can really take the next step and optimize your brain.
Yeah, and that's biohacking. So
that's biohacking. Yeah,
N equals one. You know, you try to understand your own physiology.
Right.
So these neurotransmitters, we can take them with Siltep.
Yes, yes. And dopamine brain food actually works really well with Siltep because, like I said, Siltep works on the dopamine receptor in some regard. So it's almost like fuel for Siltep. It makes the Siltep effect stronger. But they can all be taken with Siltep. And all of our products are designed so they can be stacked together. And that just requires self-experimentation and figuring out what works best for you. But in general, we'll find that dopamine brain food people like to take in the morning or early afternoon to get a little boost in alertness and motivation. Serotonin brain food people prefer to take in the afternoon or in the evening to kind of get over the afternoon hump and keep in a positive mindset to do your work. Acetylcholine brain food, which we haven't launched yet, I'll assume that people will want to take that in the morning or in the early afternoon for more mental processing. And then GABA should be taken in the evening because it is very calming and relaxing and improves sleep. So they can be taken at any sort of day. For example, GABA can be really powerful to take before a presentation or public speaking to calm your nerves and to allow, you know, your thoughts to come out more easily rather than being kind of jittery. And so you can take it in the morning in certain scenarios, but in general, it's more of a calming, relaxing product. Mm-hmm. So I like to consider all of our supplements as tools in your tool belt. And certain jobs, let's say, require one or more tools. So that would be stacking several tools together to create a stronger effect for that specific job. So it's very goal oriented. You know, what are you trying to achieve and at what time of day? And we can create a stack for you. You can self-experiment to figure out which stack works best for you, for you to tackle that job in the most efficient way.
Mm. Yeah, that's such a good point. I think that's why people take supplements, to try hit a certain goal, like you mentioned. So I would use the analogy of if you want to get amped up, you know, you take a shot of espresso because, you know, drink that espresso and within a few minutes or 30 minutes, you're going to feel the effect. And do you want that effect in 30 minutes time? So that would be caffeine in that situation. I'd like to probably also just touch on, if we can, I saw you guys launched the Myco range of mushrooms. Mm-hmm. Could you just explain what those are all about?
Yeah, these are interesting products that I'm also very proud of, which we're using real organic mushroom extracts, which sounds like that everyone should be selling real mushrooms, but they're not. Most supplements in our industry are not actually mushrooms, they're mycelium. And so if you look at the mushroom life cycle, it starts with a spore, and then it slowly creates this mycelium, which is a very adolescent stage of a mushroom. And if you Google mycelium, look at a picture, it definitely does not look like a mushroom. It's kind of it's kind of scary looking, actually. And mycelium is then turned into a small mushroom that then gets a bigger mushroom that then is a fruiting body stage of a mushroom. And that's the last stage of growing a mushroom. And that fruiting body mushroom contains most of these very powerful beta-glucans and reishi terpenoids and these other compounds that are why medicinal mushrooms are used and why they've been used for thousands of years. But it's that fruiting body stage. Mycelium does have some of these compounds, but not near as much. And any company that's producing, let's say, mushrooms, supplemental mushrooms in the United States, are all using mycelium. Real mushrooms should be grown on wood. Most mushrooms are grown on decaying birch wood. And that substrate, what it's grown on, is where it grabs a lot of these biocompounds, which make the mushroom what it is. And all of our mushrooms are grown on decaying wood, as they should be. We wait till it reaches the full fruiting body stage. And then we do either one or two or three times hot water extracted and standardized to these actual medicinal compounds, opposed to a mycelium product, which is typically grown on grain in a lab setting. So these mycelium products are grown on either oats or like a rice bran or something like that. And that mycelium pulls out a lot of that starch that it's grown on. And our supplier has done these lab tests on mycelium versus full fruiting body mushrooms. And those mycelium products are well over 30-40% starch. And because there's so much starch in there, there's less of the active compounds. So the product is just not near as strong. And it's unfortunately, because our industry is fairly unregulated, and the American Botanical Council is now actually trying to create some sort of standard for mushroom products. And you have to be a very savvy consumer to look on a supplement product and see whether it's mycelium or actual real mushrooms. And if you should be able to see on the front panel, but most companies, you'll have to look at the supplement facts, and it will say in the supplement facts after the ingredient that this is a mycelia of this mushroom, or they'll say in the other ingredients that mycelium. And if you see that mycelium and anywhere on the product label, that means that it hasn't gone through this full fruiting body stage of the mushroom. Which, so our supplier is Namex, N-A-M-M-E-X. Go to namex.com and you can, they have a lot of research and information available on how they're growing their mushrooms. Jeff Chilton is the founder of that company, and he wrote The Mushroom Cultivator back in the 70s. And he's been in the mushroom industry forever, and I've hung out with him several times. We brainstormed a while before we actually produced our products, and it was very much of a collaborative process, which was really fun. And a lot of respect to Jeff and Namex on what they're doing, because they're actually pushing forward in this industry that, hey, these mycelium products are not real mushrooms, and there's a big difference between mycelium and mushrooms. So that's the first thing, is I can get pretty heated about it, but we're selling real mushrooms. We're not selling mycelium. And then second, what we're doing is also very innovative, is we're combining these real mushroom extracts with other botanicals and other supplements to create, again, a stack with a synergistic effect. So most mushroom companies, even if they're selling real mushrooms, are just selling that mushroom by itself, or they're selling several mushrooms together. What we're doing is we're combining, so we have a MycoBoost product, which combines cordyceps mushroom with herbamante extract. So it combines this endurance effect of cordyceps with the uplifting vitality energy effect of herbamante to create this really powerful boosting product. And same with our MycoMind product, which combines lion's mane, which shows to increase neurogenesis and nerve growth factor to improve your brain cell health. We combine it with BioPQQ, which is a very well-known supplement ingredient that has very powerful brain cell optimizing effects. So those two together create this great effect. And then we have a MycoImmune product, which is three of the most powerful immune boosting supplements combined together, which is chaga, reishi, and turkey tail. So those are our three mushroom products. We just launched them I guess it was November or December of last year. So they've been around for about 6 months. And those are doing well for us. We're kind of proud of those as well. And they're different than our other products, but I think they definitely play into our philosophy and fit in well with our product line. And again, those products work really well with our other standard, like Siltep combined with MycoBoost is a great combination. Combining a dopamine or an acetylcholine product with a MycoBoost is great. I like to take the MycoMind. Some people take it in the morning and they do feel kind of a slight effect on it's more of a short-term memory, more of a brain cell optimizer, make your brain work a little more efficiently. I like to take it at night when my brain's recovering. And Lion's Mane in general is one of the products where the studies show that it has the greatest effect after consistent use. So after 3 to 4 weeks of consistent use, you get more of these greater benefit opposed to like the MycoBoost, the Cordyceps, and Herbamante. You can really feel those benefits in really short order.
That makes sense. Where I know with certain nootropics, I'm thinking of even Nupept, for example. Mm-hmm. You want to take that for a long time to actually get the biological effect on your brain tissue. And you're saying the MycoMind is the same situation where you want to be taking it at least consistently for at least 3 weeks to start getting the brain physiology changes.
That's what the studies show. And unfortunately, there's not that many studies on medicinal mushrooms yet. I know there's more underway and it's becoming more of a popular thing. And there will be more studies to back them up. But unfortunately, still there's not that many high quality studies, and it's hard to find a high quality study versus just a study. Most of them are done on rodents or animals. There are a few pretty powerful human studies, especially on the lion's mane and the cordyceps, actually. But I feel like the science is now catching up, because these medicinal mushrooms have been used in traditional medicine in India and China for thousands of years. They definitely do something, and now, you know, finally we're getting more research to back that up.
Mm-hmm. And that's anything for someone who's in the supplement situation where you want to buy supplements, there's going to be so many supplements that don't have tons of data or research projects, but you know, practitioners might say we would suggest taking that for that effect. So yeah, again, that's biohacking. Just play with the physiology. Yeah. See if you get the result that you're looking for. I love that. Just going through some of those stacks that you've talked about today so far, because my ultimate goal would just be brain health, just maintaining a healthy brain tissue in whatever way that I can for long term. And so it's safe to say that natural stack products can help me achieve that. I could be taking a combination of different natural stack products to maintain a healthy brain for long term.
Yeah, absolutely. So Siltep for improving your memory capacity and making sure your brain is sharp. And actually, there's some studies showing that, I think we have a blog post on our website about this, is that resveratrol, which is a standard known brain antioxidant and longevity supplement, actually goes down the same pathway as Siltep. So Siltep is theorized to have some longevity benefits opposed to just standard brain memory benefits. And then the neurotransmitters. So if you're out of balance and you're consistently low in certain neurotransmitters, that can start to create pretty profound negative side effects in your life. Could impact your sleep, your mood, your ability to have attention. And so you want to make sure that your neurotransmitters are fairly balanced and you're getting enough of these precursors to make sure that you're not consistently low on certain neurotransmitters, which will then cause some negative side effects in your life. So that, I would say, is also a longevity, neuroprotective, long-term brain health type situation, is making sure that your brain is in a balanced state. And then, yes, these things increase the mitochondria and the neurogenesis, like lion's mane and BioBQQ, those are obviously great for long-term brain health as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fantastic. Sure, we've gone through a lot with supplements so far. Are there any other nootropic kind of points that you would like to highlight before we close off? Any sort of bugbears that you feel that you need to highlight with the supplement industry or nootropics in general, something people should watch out for? I think we've covered most points, but just checking if there's anything else.
I think the biggest thing is the proprietary formula, is looking out for that. And if there is a proprietary formula, making sure there's not 15 ingredients in there, because for one, if it's 15 ingredients and you're taking one or two capsules, you're definitely not getting the effective dose of each of those ingredients to have a real effect in your brain. And then doing your homework and doing research to understand what these individual ingredients do in your brain. So not just relying on the marketing and really understanding what is going on in your brain, so that if you want to take a supplement for a certain job or you want to take it in a long term, try to understand why it's working. If it does work for you, why is it working? And once you understand that, then maybe you want to tinker with the formula a bit or take several other products to complement it or something. But understanding that mechanism of action, which is sometimes hard in a lot of nootropic stacks, because I think how I hinted earlier is many companies use a blanket approach where there's 10 ingredients in there and they're increasing dopamine and acetylcholine, and they're trying to increase long-term potentiation as well. And maybe it's doing something, but you're not optimizing a specific metabolic function as well as you could be. So what is your goal? And then try to optimize that specific goal. And then add on top of that, if you have another goal that you want to make that better, but first understand what's happening in your brain. And so it all comes down to just really taking the health into your own hands and doing more research to understand why these product works.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So what's the best way that someone can find out more about Natural Stacks? Are there any sort of online platforms that you would recommend?
Well, our website, naturalstacks.com. And we just redid the website. It's looking great. And we provide a lot of information about the products. We also have a link of the research that provides a lot of the scientific studies that back up the formulas and how they are made. And then also our website, our podcast, so the Optimal Performance Podcast. It's on iTunes. It's all on all the major platforms. And Ryan Moonzie is our podcast host there, and he does a great job. And we have a lot of high quality guests and really deep dive into specific topics that can help you understand your brain and how to perform at a higher level.
Mm-hmm. No, I would agree. I like the slick look of your new website. Well done on that design.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I've had a chance to meet Ryan. So no, yeah. he's a cool guy. Another biohacker. And I'll link to all of these in the show notes for everyone.
Great.
Cool. Well, I just want to say thanks so much again, Roy, for coming onto the show. And I know for people, if when you're listening at this point still, your brain is thinking, oh my goodness, how much information, but listen to it again and just read the show notes. There's so much knowledge that Roy just shared today. So I just want to say thanks so much again.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.